So if you can turn with me in your Bibles to John chapter 1, please. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. I'll end it there. And John chapter 1 verse 17, one of my favorite scriptures if you know me by now. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. And we need to understand that. That the law was given to Moses as a law for the people, but Jesus Christ is grace. Grace is not a thought or a feeling or an idea or a perception. Grace is Jesus. So if you turn with me in your Bibles to Matthew, please, chapter 2. And reading from verse 1, it says, Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem, Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he who was being born king of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose, and have come to worship him. When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And assembling all the chief priests and scribes of the people, inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They told him, In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it is written by the prophet, and the prophet they speak of is Micah. And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judea, for from you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people of Israel. Then Herod summoned the wise men secretly and ascertained from them what time the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word that I too may come and worship him. After listening to the king, they went on their way, and behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them, until it came to rest over the place where the child was. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then opening their treasures, they offered him gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed to their own country by another way. So this morning, I just want to touch briefly on Jesus, the gift of grace. And when we read in Matthew chapter 1, it tells of the story of this extraordinary lineage. And then in Matthew chapter 2, it would focus on some of the Gentiles that were looking for this king. And as Janine read from the word last night, the Magi, the magicians, or kings, there were so many, or religious priests. They were men of science and astronomy, and they were students of astronomy. And body of the knowledge of their day. They were oriental priests. They were seekers of truth, as it were. And they had come upon some very important knowledge. And the knowledge was, for we have seen his star when it rose and have come to worship him. If you can imagine, and I know we sing We Three Kings, and there's the three gifts, and we say there's three, but we don't know how many there were, truly, because Scripture doesn't teach us that. So there might have been more, but those were the three gifts they brought. And we understand that the knowledge that they had was not so that we were already wise, but you know, when we attain knowledge, when we receive knowledge of the King, it's good that it's here, but it has to get down here. And it's what they did with that, because they could have gone, oh, amazing, oh yeah, okay, let's journal this thing, let's write it down for posterity, let's ponder it, let's debate it, let's confuse each other about it. But they said, no, let's do a camel trek. And they got on their camels and they went across. And the first thing they came to do was they were expectant truth seekers. And each one I want to pose it as a question of them and of us today. Are we happy with the status quo, or we want to be expectant truth seekers going into 2017? Where is he who has just been born King of the Jews? There was a big expectation. They wanted to know. They already knew there was a king. King Herod was already there. But they came seeking and wanted to know, where's King of the Jews? Can you imagine how affronted the king must have been when they heard that it was another king. As we said last night, the king snuck into Bethlehem in a young girl's belly to be born to the world. They told Herod they'd seen his star in the east and they'd thought about it, and here they were. And they had gifts for them. I'm not sure if they had gifts for King Herod, but they had gifts for the king. We have to understand this was no academic endeavor. This had to do with real life, as it were. You know, we come, I mean, I know some people were brave enough to put their kids on Facebook this morning opening their presents and all that, and we took joy in it. And I know the parents with the young kids, you get to experience Christmas all over again every day with these kids, and especially on Christmas morning. And, you know, did Santa come? Has Santa arrived yet? Is Santa here? You know, and people need to understand that and know, you know. And I won't tell you the family's name, but they couldn't get the kids to sleep last night because they kept running downstairs. And they were trying to talk to Santa and get Santa to arrive. But the kids kept waking up, and they had to tell them, if you don't go to bed, Santa's not going to come. And eventually, they went to sleep. But it's something. the parents went to sleep and left the kids playing. But sometimes, you know, we get to experience God or not. We get to choose. We get to either see God move in every situation. We see God move in this testimony that Chris gave us today. Otherwise, we just dial out and we don't see Him move. We're going, well, what just happened here? And that's why we think testimonies are so important, because sometimes we can go, well, God doesn't do anything. As we saw last night, when everybody else was going to sleep, God was at work waiting for His Son to be born. We can either dial in or dial out. The difference with these wise men, they had an attitude and an expectancy to seek the truth. When we come together, we should come together expectant. I mean, this morning, as you saw, I got so excited. I lost my mind. I forget everything. I forgot to do this and I forgot to do that. I was just struck by the wonderment and the amazement of what these kids were doing. I mean, which means I was dialed in. I was focused. Oh, I'm up. I've got to do something now. Or maybe it's just me. It's the same as when the angel spoke to Mary. I love Mary's attitude. We've got to have some Mary attitude. How will this be? She says. Nothing is impossible with God. Her response: Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word. And that takes our understanding and the call of our faith to a whole new level. Now, let's get real, ladies. If you told you were going to have a baby, an immaculate conception. Sorry? Yeah. And we go, yeah, maybe. And she just goes, I'm your servant. Whatever you say according to your word, it will be. We need some of that kind of faith. We can sit on the sidelines, watch God work, maybe miss it, or we can be expectant in seeking truth into the 2017. The second thing is, are you willing to take a risk? These wise men were willing to take a risk. Besides this, besides being expectant and developing, they came along, nothing ventured, nothing gained. That's what we say, right? Nothing ventured, nothing gained. Jesus said it this way, seek and you will find. Be expectant. Step out of your comfort zone for 2017. Yeah, but I like this. I like it being comfortable. I mean, I know we don't like change. We don't like changing up the order. We don't like, we like to be sort of like, well, I know where we're going. A friend of mine in South Africa many years ago, people were notoriously late coming into her church. And so what she did is one Sunday she changed it around. And she put the pulpit at the back of the church, and everybody had to turn around and sit and face her. So as the people were coming in, they were like, did we miss something? I won't do that. Don't panic. Yeah, just changing the chairs around is just too much BT. James 2:17 said, so also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. We need to risk a bit and put our faith into action. Take the risk. So how about Peter stepping out of the boat to walk on the water? Moses being pursued by Pharaoh, stretching out his rod to part the Red Sea. Think about this. I know we read it in Scripture. Think about it a little bit. Okay, Moses, when you get to that big water, just put your rod out and it's going to part. Who's going to go, oh God, is there another plan? Because I'm not sure that is going to work. Abraham, taking his son Isaac, and going out into the stretching out. Stop. Wow. I know if I said to a couple of dads here today, take your sons, and they'd say, you've lost your mind. I'm not doing that. Don't even think about it. I'm going to go find another church. Joshua marching around the walled city of Jericho, looking for the walls to fall down, not knowing. Just march 7 times around. On the 7th time, to blow all the trumpets and give a big shout. David going forth to face a mighty giant, armed with only a sling and some rocks. We know his reputation, Goliath. They knew his reputation. The whole army was standing, no, we're not doing this. The young shepherd boy goes out and does it. Nehemiah and his men with a trowel in one hand and a sword in the other. This is risking a little bit. That's what we're talking about here. Daniel walks into the lion's den, refusing to back down from his devotion to God. 3 Hebrew boys being willing to be thrown into a fiery furnace rather than disavow their faith in God. Rather than, well, who are the Christians, please raise your hands. Yeah, no, that's us 3 guys. Paul putting his life on the line, city after city, for the cause of Christ. Each one stepping out in faith. When I say risk, it actually literally means risk. It means taking territory or going somewhere where you've never been before, just like these wise men. Will you risk for Jesus in 2017? Will you take some steps that perhaps you've been afraid or, I'm not so sure? Christ has come. The third one, an openness to discovery. They were wise men seeking truth. Expectate, they were risking, and now they were really wanting to discover something. And going into the house, they discovered, they saw the child. They had arrived, they had pushed through their comfort zones, their barriers. The discovery allowed them to witness one of the greatest events in history. Can you imagine that you might one day just come upon, as you risk, as you discover, come upon the greatest event for you in your life because you chose to risk it? That's okay. Stay focused. Look here. He's just telling us how he feels. It's okay. Don't get distracted. I'm not. I distracted myself. Just as the wise men were looking for what they could discover, so can you. We read in Kuz's testimony, having been rejected so many times, I was like, yeah, no, I don't think I could do this again. A word from the Lord, he says, okay, God, I'll trust you again. And the discovery came. What he doesn't tell you in this, he used to travel to work to Aurelia and back every day. Now he only needs to go to Richmond Hill. God has a purpose and a plan and puts people in our lives. Discover the wonderment and fulfillment of walking out and knowing that when we are expectant, God will use us and use other people in our lives. Will you be open to new discoveries in 2017? Number 4, the wise men came not just for an academic adventure to satisfy the curiosity, They came to worship the King. And it was, you know, we talk about being an apostolic, prophetic people. Their worship wasn't just come and bow down, but it was a prophetic picture of what they knew about the Christ of things to come. Well, because gold is a gift for the King. If you wanted to impress a king, you gave him gold. Not silver, gold. Not, what's the word? Fake makeup, bling, real stuff. Gold, bling. Frankincense was a gift you gave to the priests for the embalming of their bodies. Myrrh was the gift that the for them was for when people would die, they would anoint in their body in myrrh and embalm them. So this was a king, a priest, and for the Christ who would suffer on the cross for us. They acknowledged Jesus, the baby child, for the man he would become. They exhibited their actions and their allegiances to him. He was the true prophet. He was the true priest. He was the true Lord and Savior. If you read it in, I love what it says in verse 6. And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. From you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people. Here was a king come to shepherd his people. They already knew that. And you read verse 16 about Herod. Then Herod, when he saw what he had been tricked by the wise men, became furious, and he sent and killed all the male children in Bethlehem. That's the difference between the shepherd king and the autocratic king. His idea was, I'm going to be taken upon. Someone's going to try and replace me, so I'm just going to kill everything and anything in my way. Where Jesus Christ came to shepherd his people as the king. Lastly, they came with a determination to obey. When they were warned in the dream not to return to Herod, they obeyed. But you have to understand, these were not Christians. These were Gentiles, probably pagans of the day. But when the angel of the Lord spoke to them in their dream, they thought, well, we're not going to acknowledge that king. We're going to listen to this angel and we're going to obey this angel. We have to see the depth of that. Are we going to listen to all the voices outside of our sphere, or are we going to listen to the King throughout 2017? Being wise, they obeyed the instruction. The choice to obey is not intellectual acknowledgement of God's truth. It is not simple noting of God's truth. It is the expectation, the risk-taking, the discovery, true worship and obedience to put into action our gifts that will change our lives and our paradigms, like in the Old Testament, from grasshoppers to God's children. We don't want to be grasshoppers. You remember when the slaves, the spies went in, came back? We were like grasshoppers in their eyes. How'd they know that? Like we knew what they were thinking? No. They were so intimidated, they just thought we're going to just... Yeah. Don't assume. The wise men still preach to us the virtues of what they came in. You see on all the Christian stuff, wise men still seek him. So my question to us today, are we wise people, wise men, wise women, seeking him today? The wise men preach to us the virtues of which they live by. All those 5 points that we just spoke about. And so just in ending, what are you expecting for in 2017? What risks for the King are you willing to take on in 2017? What discovery will you make in 2017? What depth of worship are you willing to go to? I mean, David is a great example, and we don't want to be David here. We're going to keep our clothes on. But David stripped down to his jocks, guys and girls. He was naked before the Lord, and that's why his wife despised him so much. He was like, but how much worship are we going to dial into? Are we just going to, well, let's just singing songs. Let's just dial out. Let's just have a conversation with someone next to us? Or are we going to worship the King in spirit and in truth? Wise men seek Him. They always will. They come bearing gifts to give to the King as an act of worship. My heart's cry for us this coming year is that we will be found amongst the wise. Expectant, risking, discovering, obeying, worshipping. I pretty much nailed it. In all my foibles and fables. So I just leave that message with you today, just as we continue throughout the day, feasting and breaking bread together, remembering and honoring the King. Now we've got a few minutes, and I don't know how difficult it would be if we could get that song up again, to sing that song the kids put together. Can we do that? I don't know where the kids are, if they can come up and help us. I think that was such a great song. I think it would be good if we could end off with that before we go and eat too much. No, we don't. Yeah, you do. We do. So, bless you all. Thank you for coming this morning. Just remember, while the kids are coming up, while they're getting that clip ready for us again, 10:30, Saturday night, Sunday, rest, be happy, enjoy family.